Tonight's shir Simon Reish Lamed Ches Lekboya Itim LeTorah Balayla, to set aside time to learn Torah at night. Sif Aleph. Tzarich Lizor B'Liman HaLayla Yoyisim Yishal Yoyim. Person should be careful to learn Torah at night, even more than daytime. V'Amavalo, and one who does not do so, Anshel Meruba, bears a serious, great punishment. Mr. Bursif Katan Aleph Malimud HaLayla B'Chulam. Kedamir, the Gemara teaches us, Lo Ivri Laila Ela Giris, the nighttime was created for learning Torah. Vekil Kach Nivra Halayim, since the night was created for that purpose, Al Kain, therefore. Tzarech Lizor, Bo Yoyis, one should be extra careful. If you take a look down at Shart Si and Sifkan Aleph, he brings a Behetiv. Shein Likru Mikru Belaila. You should learn at night, but not Torah Shebechsaf. Pimigod Demash, Yorchel Likru Mikru. But the Pimigod Demash says, no, you could do that. Venira. Tafila machmirin les beze isur. Even those who are strict not on mikra at night, it's not an isur. Al shechatchila yoisitav lumen mikra b'yom. Rather, you should learn lechatchila mikra during the daytime. V'noveya davizeh. This comes from Yimad Yisav Meresh. The Meresh teaches us shekadosh baruch hu loymid the Moshe mikra b'yom mishnah b'laila. Moshe Beno was learning with Hashem mikra by daytime and mishnah at nighttime, and therefore nighttime is not the time for mikra. The problem is, if you're going to hold to this, then you can't learn Torah Shabbat Peh by daytime. And we all learn Torah Shabbat Peh by daytime. So then it doesn't make a difference. So in the Chor, there's no problem of Torah Shabbat Sav at night. And of course, from this comes the whole Indian of whether or not you say Tehillim at night. And some people say not say Tehillim at night, and others say after Chatzos you can say Tehillim. And then some say Friday night is different, and Thursday night is different, and Yom Tov night is different, and Chilukim. And others say no problem at all. Even up here, the Mekubalim, you can say Tehillim at night. It all goes into this issue of whether or not nighttime is appropriate for Mikra or not. And again, like I said, the fact that we all learn Torah Shabbat Peh during the daytime should, by definition, mean you can learn Torah Shabbat Chesav at nighttime also. Mr. Burr continues, Visa B'Gemara, the Gemara teaches, Kol Oisik B'Torah B'Layla, whoever learns Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshech Alav Chut Shal Chesed B'Yom. The Baruch Hashem pulls a thread of kindness upon him during the day, Shnem, as it says in Tehillim, Yomam Yitzava Hashem Chasto U'Balayla Shiro Imi. That during the daytime, Hashem commands his chesed, because at night he's busy learning the Shira of Torah. Od Amru says further, Tamid HaChacham Oisik B'Torah B'Layla, Tamid HaChacham who learns Torah at night, Mala aleihem hakasuv keilu asukim b'avoda. The Baruch Hashem considers their learning as if they're doing avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. U'maisi shamikra brings a pasuk. Od Am they said further. Kol oisik b'torah b'layla. Everyone start night. Shechina connected. Shechina is with him. Shenemar kumi roni b'layla. Pasuk in Eicha. Hainal asok b'torah. That roni b'layla is referring to the reign of Torah. Uksiv b'asrei. It says shifchi kamayim libech nochach p'nei Hashem. So he's in the presence of Hashem. Kasev et Rambam, the Rambam writes in the third parak of Talmud Torah, Huva be Yordei, Simon Eish Mavav, Mechab brings in Yordei, Eish Mavav, HaRoitz et Lizkois be Kisrush O Torah. Anyone who wants to merit the crown of Torah, Yizahir b'chol leilosav, must be careful with his night times, all his nights, Lo Yabed Afilu Achaz Mehen, not to lose even one, B'shein of Achilu Shtiyah V'sicha, L'kirtzvi is Be'elu V'chulu, and waste his night with sleep and eat and drink and talking and conversation and the like. When the Rambam says all the nights, that means the summer too. But they also concern the short nights. The night is when you sleep. They're literally working all day. You still have to learn a little bit before going to sleep. Look back in Mishnah Berurah. Talks about, and someone else talks about Tikkun Chatzos. So the notes bring that it could be, even if you learn Ben HaShmashos, like between Mincha and Arv, that's really considered learning at night, and you're fulfilling this requirement of learning at night. Sivkon Beis, Ancho Meruba, one who does not learn at night, Mavata learning at night is a big punishment. Kedamin, like it says, Kol Bayis Shein Devetor Nishmon Balayla, house that does not have Torah heard in it at night, Eish Ochalta will be consumed by fire. Shnem, as it says, Vagoyman. Visa perikam the Avos, we learned the first parak of Avos, the Lamosif Yosef, one who does not add will be taken away. Haina meaning the Lamosif Limud Balaila, one who does not add hours to learn at night, Mituba Ava Elech from Tuba Avanon, Yosef Mina Oil will be taken from the world. Vayamagan Avram, if you look at Magan Avram, The shnasa odom belaila in is a shir kavua. As far as how much a person needs to sleep at night, there is no set time. Elatolu b'chol odom lefi koach b'riu. So it really depends each person on his constitution, what he physically needs. Val kol ponim lo yishtak b'shani yos midah. But certainly one should not sleep more than necessary. You shouldn't indulge. Kedisa b'mishne. Shein el tzaddikim, when tzaddikim sleep, ra lahem, ra la'olam, it's bad for them in the world. Pesh Rashi, Rashi explains, because they're not Isaac in Torah. So the notes bring the Rambam Shita about how long a person has to sleep. He needs 8 hours of sleep. And then the Tiferes Yisrael says, that's until you're 50. When you go turn 50, all you need is 5 or 6 hours of sleep. He brings from the stipulum in a letter that a person should sleep 7 hours a day, and if he really needs it, he can sleep 8 hours, and some people get by in 6 hours. Picks from Shach also wrote a letter that people need to sleep as much as they need to sleep, not less than 6 hours until 7 hours. Less than that is mazikli b'yusul odom. It makes a person sick, so you have to make sure you're not sleep deprived. Se'if beis. Person has a set amount that he learns this and this amount every day. And he's very busy during the day. He did not finish his quota. He should finish his quota of learning for the day immediately that night. Mishnah Berurah can give a set amount to learn. Mishnah Berurah look back in Simon Kuflon Hay and the Mishnah Berurah there as well, where he talks about Kvias Itim Latur. A person has to have his set times for learning. Every person has to have an Es Kavua, not to miss your set time for learning. Sivkan Dal, Yashimena Balal, if you didn't get to learn your daily quota, finish at night, Kalamia to say. Afila Balal Sakasaram, again, even the short nights. Mechuyulos Neir Balal, he have to stay up at night. De La Hashem Chuko, to finish his amount. Velo Yachazad Yomachar, don't push it off to another day. Tomorrow he has his own obligation for the next day. Then he never made up for the first day. Becomes something you messed up that you cannot mend, you can't fix it. Right away, the beginning of that night, you should make up for the previous day, that morning. It's like a promise, a neder. Could it mean we learn how a person who says, I'm going to learn this parak, neder gadol nadol kesol. It's a big neder to Hashem. A person has to be very careful when he commits to learning something. He should always say, B'li neder. If a person conducts himself in a good trait, if he had a mind to do this always, having neder, it's also a neder. The best thing is, he should make a condition up front, this is not a neder. It could be some time will come and he can't fulfill his requirement. So one has to be very careful because a commitment to learn is a neder. He does point out in the notes that could be we can rely on the kol nidre we say or the modah that we make by Hadaras Nedarim to knock off all Nedarim for the coming year, and that would remove the obligation. But one has to be careful. Really, a person should say b'nei neder before embarking on a learning project or saying a commitment of what to learn.